Good morning, everyone. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And 2020 is almost over. Good riddance. Goodbye. So long. But I hate to be the negative Nancy of the bunch, but I think, I don't think 2021 is going to be any better. As they say, 2021. The one kicked our ass. But, you know, who am I to say anything? It could be different. You know, we'll have a new president. We'll have, I don't know, maybe the Republicans. I know it's going to become a shock to a lot of you, but maybe the Republicans need to get scared to step up and do the right thing. What am I referring to? The whole stimulus package. I don't understand why Republicans are so against helping out Americans. If you talk to, and I'm not talking about the constituents, I think that whether you're Republican or Democrat, as constituents, we can all agree that in a time of need, we need to help out one another. That as a country, as Americans, we need to stay strong, be vigilant, and get through the worst of this pandemic, this economic breakdown, which through no fault of our own is ravaging this country. No, but what I'm talking about are the politicians that continue to say that, oh, I stand by you, I want to help you, but when you start losing your business or you're getting kicked out of your home, they're nowhere to be found. And as much as I hate to admit this, the only people that have been standing up have been the Democrats. Bernie Sanders, out of all people, well, you know what, I'll give him this. He has been consistent on trying to help out the average person. Some people call that socialism. I think some of his views are a little much. We still need to, I believe, base this country on a capitalist ideology. That if you work hard, you get rewarded. But that's really not the way anymore. If you work hard, you don't get rewarded. Bernie Sanders put it, frankly, that he's a little tired of seeing companies like Amazon pay no taxes. And yet, when it comes to sending out $2,000 checks to a mother of two children, oh my God, we can't afford it. We can have bloated military budgets. We can have tax cuts for the rich. And get this, Mitch McConnell, who wouldn't even let the $2,000 stimulus checks package go to a vote called the Cash, the Cash Act or something. He didn't even want it to get to a vote. And I have my theory on that, and I'll explain it in a second. But when it comes time to cutting taxes for the rich, when it comes time to cutting taxes for these giant corporate companies that have no problem feeding themselves, they're all about it. Republicans quick jump up and they're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's cut taxes. No, they don't owe us anything. They don't have to pay their fair share. And then McConnell came out the other day and he said, you know what? I don't think this stimulus package is targeted to the people who need it. There are people out there making six figures and they don't need a stimulus check. And you know what? I agree. But that's not the majority of Americans right now. This guy, McConnell, and the rest of the people that agree with him, I'm just trying to think of this logically. So what if those people get a little extra money? Who cares? They're going to spend it. But here's the thing. If you send out a massive $2,000 check package to every single American, and yet 3 to 5% of those people don't need it, well, then that's still over 95% of Americans who do. Over 95% of Americans need this money right now, through no fault of their own. And I can hear people right now, oh, they just go to work. In a lot of states, people can't go to work. And it's not that they don't want to. It's just that if they do, they'll get a $15,000 fine. Or worse, go to jail. $2,000 fine. $5,000 fine. My mother can't even work in her shop right now, because it's on a main road where code enforcement buzzes by all day. And she doesn't have enough money to afford these fines. right now, Californians are hurting real bad. And I've never seen my parents scared before. And I'm not trying to make this personal, and I know I've been bringing my family into this a lot lately, but I'm seeing this firsthand, how this affects people. People that I love and care about. And this is not right. The lockdowns are not helping because, look, in California, there's two ways. Okay, sorry, backing up. There's two ways we can look at this. We either open up the economy or we give people money to stay home like they're doing in all the other countries. Australia, $2,000 a month. In Canada, it's like $2,300 a month or $2,600 a month. In all these other countries, people are told to stay home. And in all these other countries, COVID-19 is basically gone. Yes, Melbourne has seen some upticks. Victoria, Sydney in Australia, yes, they've seen a few cases. But for the most part, it's gone, mate. And over there in Australia, they've basically been going back to work. People are, you know, being able to earn more money. So COVID-19 is just on its way out. But here in America, nope, we're locking down everything, and a lot of good it's doing. California is completely locked down. You're not even supposed to go outside except to get groceries and to the bank. And yet they're being ravaged. All the hospitals are full. So a lot of good the lockdowns are doing. And you know why they're not doing anything? Because not everyone will comply with them. Not everyone will wear a mask. So they are destroying the whole economy for something that they know that they can't tackle. People are not going to listen. Americans don't like being told what to do because our entire life we're being told to fight against government that wants to take away your freedoms. And that's how people are looking at this. And I don't blame them. If everyone just stayed home for a month, would we be able to get rid of this whole shenanigans? Yeah, I think so. But it's not going to happen. Not everyone's going to comply with this. So we just need to either reopen the economy, reopen the entire country, and just say, you know what? Best of luck. I hope you get through it. Or we need to pay people to stay home. But the Republicans will not let us do that. They won't even let it come to a vote. And I think the reason that Mitch McConnell is blocking this, and then he came out with his own bill, which has a bunch of poison pills in it, but I think the reason that Mitch McConnell, here's the thing, we got two senators that are up for election in Georgia. They say that they support the $2,000 package, but do they really? My theory is that Mitch McConnell wants to cover for them. He's like, you know what, I'll be the bad guy again if I can help keep the Senate a Republican majority. So I'm not going to allow this bill to go for a vote. Because then, if Loeffner and Perdue have to vote no on it, then that doesn't look good for their election. Georgians are going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, Georgian. People in Georgia are going to be like, what? No. No, 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 no. So you're not willing to help us out, but you want us to vote for you? Kiss my ass. So then McConnell just says, nope, I'm not going to allow it to go to a vote. That way none of the no votes get recorded, and the Republicans get away scot-free. Then McConnell comes out with his own bill, which comes out with the internet censorship stuff. The 340 or 302 or whatever it is. And that's something that Trump wants. And then they want an investigation committee to the election fraud stuff. And there was like one more thing in there and whatever. He changed it so illegal aliens don't get stimulus packages. But at the end of the day, I don't think Perdue and Loeffner want this. I don't think they want to give any money out. The Republicans, they're worried about the debt. They're like, oh, we shouldn't leave our grandchildren with debt. Well, if we don't have an economy, they're going to be left with a lot worse than just debt. This will collapse this country if we do not stimulate the economy. Remember when we came out with the original stimulus package? What was it called? The CARES Act and the HEALS bill or something like that? They wanted to do that again. It was put on McConnell's desk this year in May, where it sat until it expired on the 31st of July, and he didn't do anything about it. McConnell is a piece of shit. I really think the guy's just a total bad apple. And how he keeps getting elected in Kentucky, I have no idea. You would think that people would be able to see through this now, but I guess they like him. I guess they like getting screwed over. And I do vote conservative most of the time. But I'm really starting to change my views here. Because I would think that at least Republicans who constantly talk about, oh, we got to help Americans and we got to help the little guy. We're for working families. The hell they're not. No, they're not. They say they want to open up the economy. I agree. But that's not going to happen everywhere. So what can we do? We can't let families suffer. We can't. It shouldn't be allowed. It should be illegal. It's heartbreaking to see what these people are going through. They want to work, but they don't want to die to do it. I don't know, guys. I don't know. You know, the Republicans are really dropping the ball, and everyone is seeing it, and it's going to make it really hard for them to get re-election. But hey, you know what? I bet you some people are still going to vote. It's crazy. A lot of people were actually cheering when McConnell stopped this bill. They're like, yeah, I can't wait to go in the debt. I can't wait to lose my home, my business, everything. And then you have people that say that, oh, $600 is nothing. Yeah, maybe to you. Maybe you have some money saved up. Maybe you have things that you can sell. But to somebody who doesn't have a dime to their name, $600 is a lot of money. I can make $600 stretch pretty far. Because if you think about it right now, there's things in place to where if you're late on your bills, if you're late on your rent, you might be okay. So then you throw in that $600. That'll help you. You can make that stretch. You may not be able to eat lobster every night, but you can make it stretch. If you got top ramen and you got to live college lifestyle, hell, at least you'll be alive. We're in some shit. And we got to get through it. And the Republicans need to step up. They need to help. They need to stop talking all this big game. But then they're just screwing everyone over. And I hate to sound real repetitive here, but I'm sick of this shit. They really need to put their money where their mouth is, literally. Because, as I said, they keep saying, oh, you know, we believe in the American way. We believe in helping out Americans. Well, then act like it. Let this at least come to a vote. Stop trying to pull all this shady shit behind the curtain. Because people are not dumb. Well, at least I hope not. But then again, Mitch McConnell got reelected. So, I don't know. Maybe people are dumb. I will be podcasting tonight. It's New Year's. So, we got 2021 coming up on the horizon. Guys, be safe out there, whatever you do tonight. I know many of you out there don't think that COVID is a big deal, but, you know, for some people it's not, and for some people it is. I guess you just won't know until you get it. So don't try and get it. You know, be safe out there. Wear a mask if you're in a crowded public setting. But no, you don't have to wear a mask when you're solo inside your car. I've seen that, and I just don't understand that. Saw a guy the other day that was in a Cadillac, and he was wearing a mask and a face shield in his car by himself. And I was like, what the hell? Anyways. But yeah, have a good New Year's. Be safe. And I'll check in with you guys later on any sort of updates. Oh, by the way, before I go, Bernie Sanders is going to do a filibuster. And he's going to keep all the Senate Republicans in there. And McConnell's hating this right now because they want to go home. Another reason is that Loeffner and Perdue, they want to go and campaign in Georgia. Well, if they're there in the Senate and they can't leave because Bernie's filibustering, then they can't go and campaign. So Bernie kind of has McConnell by the balls. Bernie said that he'll stop the filibustering if they can get a vote on this $2,000 stimulus package, the Cash Act. But, yeah, it's pretty smart. It's pretty smart. Oh, and then Dick Durbin comes down and says, oh, no, you're going to filibuster the Military Defense Act or whatever it is. And he's like, you're going to keep money from our troops. No, that's not very true. People don't know politics. It holds no money from the troops. The troops still get paid. But what does happen is Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, all these defense contractors, yeah, they don't get their money. So, no. The U.S. military, they still get paid. At the very worst, it's back pay. But, yeah. I'm taking Bernie's side with all of this. I think that he's the only one, he's one of the few people, along with one of the other Republicans with him. I think it's Holloway or something like that. Yeah. They're standing up for the American people. And that's what we need our elected officials to do. We elect them because they're supposed to not take care of us, not cradle us, but during times of need, they're supposed to step up because they are the foundation of this country. They are our representatives. They work for us. We don't need them most of the time. We just need them to keep the wheels greased, the country running, and be the foundation. But we are the gears. We keep this country running. We keep the lights on. We keep the gas pipes running. We keep the police cars on the road, the fire engines. We provide the backbone. We are the muscle. They just make sure that everything runs smoothly. And right now, they're not making sure that everything is running smoothly. So they need to step up. All right, I'm done. Officially, I'm done. Thanks, guys. I will talk to you all later. And if I don't hear from you, yeah, you're going to call me. I will podcast later tonight as the ball will drop. All right, be safe out there. Drive carefully. Beware of the drunks on the road. And if you are drinking tonight, please do not drink and drive. Call an Uber or Lyft, any sort of rideshare. Call a friend. Call your mom. Call your dad. Call your sister or your brother or your girlfriend or boyfriend. Just make sure that you get home safe. All right, we'll see you.